CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh nations. It is Saturday, May 23rd, 2026. Today we are talking about a topic that keeps a lot of people awake at night: finance. As a student or a young professional in one of the most expensive cities on earth, managing money can feel like a full-time job. Today we are going to decode the metrics. What is the ideal timeline for a car loan or a mortgage? Should you aggressively pay off your debt early, or is there a strategic reason to pay it slowly? And we are going to look at the installment plan trap on your credit cards. Is 0% interest really 0%? I want to hear your financial questions, your success stories, or your money mistakes. Call me at the studio right now at 778-782-2573. I will meet you on air. Also, make sure you are following the show on Instagram at RichardShow2025 for behind-the-scenes content. Let's start the hour with some classic French-Canadian folk music. The first one is by Les Cowboys Fringants, Les Étoiles Filantes.
Filant. de la vie. Je constate que bien souvent on choisit forme et on subit, et que les rêves des ticus s'évanouissent ou se refoulent dans cette réalité crue qui nous embarque dans le moule. La trentaine, la bédaine, les morveux, l'hypothèque, les bonheurs et les peines, les bons coups et les échecs. Travailler, faire son mieux, n'arracher, s'en sortir et espérer être heureux un peu avant de mourir. Mais au bout du chemin, dis-moi ce qui va rester de notre petit passage dans ce monde effréné. Après avoir existé pour gagner du temps, on dira que l'on était finalement des étoiles filantes. Comme ça, tranquillement, pas loin du carré Saint-Louis. C'est qu'avec toi, je suis bien et que j'ai plus doucement faim. Parce que, tu sais, voir trop loin, c'est pas mieux que regarder en arrière. Malgré les vieilles amertumes et les amours qui passent, les chums qu'on perd en brume et les idéaux qui se cassent. La vie s'accroche et renaît comme les printemps reviennent dans une bouffée d'air frais qui apaise les cœurs en peine. Ça fait que si à soir t'as envie de rester avec moi, la nuit est douce, on peut marcher. Et même si on sait bien que tout dure rien qu'un temps, j'aimerais ça que tu sois pour un moment mon étoile filante.
Welcome back. Let's dive right into the biggest purchases of your life, cars and houses. When you sit down at a car dealership or a bank, the person across the desk will always ask you the same question: what monthly payment are you looking for? Never answer that question. If you focus on the monthly payment, they will just stretch the loan out to 7 or 8 years to make the math look good. But cars depreciate. If you take an 8-year car loan, by year 4, you will earn more money on the car than the car is actually worth. That is called being underwater. The ideal car loan is to keep it to 4 years, maximum 5. If the monthly payment is too high at 4 years, you are buying too much car. For houses, it's different. Real estate generally goes up in value. The standard in Canada is a 25-year amortization. An ideal interest rate historically sits around 3% to 5%. If you can lock in a fixed rate in that window, you have stability. Has anyone here recently navigated buying a car or a condo in Vancouver? You can share the stories and experience at our hotline 778-782-2573. Let's listen to the second soundtrack by Palm, On Pu Le Ha. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Now, let's say you have a mortgage or a student loan. You get a bonus at work. Should you use that money to pay off the loan early? Or should you keep paying the minimum for the next 20 years? To answer this, you have to understand inflation and career growth. Let's say your mortgage payment is $2,000 a month. Right now, that might feel like a huge percentage of your salary. But think about your career trajectory. In 10 years, with promotions and salary increases, your income will be much higher. But because of inflation, that $2,000 payment stays exactly the same. 10 years from now, $2,000 will feel like a lot cheaper to pay than it does today. Future money is worth less than present money. If you loan, interest rate is low, like 3% or 4%, do not rush to pay it off early. Take your extra money and invest it in an index fund that makes 7% or 8%. You will actually make money by paying your loan slowly. But if you have a loan with an 8% or higher interest rate, pay it off immediately. It is an emergency. Let's listen to the next song track. It's by Jen Leloup, Song Dunk. Welcome back to Richard's show. Text your thoughts to 778-782-2573. Let's talk about credit cards. Recently, many banks like BMO, Amex, they have introduced installment plans. You buy a $1,200 laptop, and the app asks, Do you want to split this into 12 months payments with 0% interest? It sounds amazing, 0% interest. But read the fine print. They charge you a monthly fee instead. Maybe a 1% fee on the principal amount every month. Let's do the math. If you pay a 1% fee every single month for 12 months, you are essentially paying a 12% annual percentage rate. They just change the word interest into the word fee to trick your psychology. The takeaway here is there is no free lunch in banking. Unless it's truly zero interest and zero fees, avoid installment plans. If you can't buy the laptop in cash today, wait 2 months and save up for it.
Que je vienne au monde, je suis venu sachant qu'on ne voit vraiment jamais, non jamais, si bien qu'avec le cœur. On passe nos vies à compter tout ce que l'on n'a pas, en mettant parfois nos foi dans le plus gris des états. On oublie qu'on est bien que de l'intérieur, ça n'enlève pas les pleurs. Mais moi, je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler au-dessus de mes défauts. Je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler. Un éléphant roi se trompe parfois, étant aussi mal que vous et moi. En éléphant, moi, je ne me trompe pas quand je me dis qu'il faut qu'on s'aime soi. Les oiseaux les plus bruyants, les plus coucous, je suis là, ne sont pas les plus aimants, enfin ça dépend je crois. La place que l'on prend ne dit jamais bien, si l'on est heureux de ce que l'on devient. Je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler au-dessus de mes défauts. Je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler. Que vous et moi, en éléphant, moi, je ne me trompe pas quand je me dis qu'il faut qu'on s'aime soi. Au soir. J'aime les hommes qui ne s'aiment pas. Je me suis souvent demandé ce qu'aiment les hommes qui ne s'aiment pas. Moi je m'envole, je m'en vais. Je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler au-dessus de mes défauts. Je fais comme Dumbo, je ne fais que voler. Un éléphant roi se trompe parfois, étant aussi mal que vous. Je me dis qu'il faut qu'on s'aime soi. Un éléphant roi se trompe parfois, étant aussi mal que vous et moi. En éléphant, moi, je ne me trompe pas quand je me dis qu'il faut qu'on s'aime soi. Oh.
The song we have just listened is by Vianney called Dumbo. We have some time before our French section. Let's talk about day-to-day survival. If you go online, financial gurus will tell you that the reason you can't afford a house is because you buy a $5 latte every morning. That is mathematically false. A latte a day is about $1,800 a year. That will not buy you a house in Vancouver. Instead of stressing over coffee, focus on the big numbers using the 50-30-20 rules. 50% of your income goes to needs, rent, grocery, car insurance, hydro. 30% goes to wants, restaurants, concerts, hobbies, and your daily coffee. 20% goes to savings and investing, emergency funds, RRSP or TFSA. If your rent in Burnaby is taking up 60% or 70% of your income, no amount of skipping coffee will save your budget. You either need a roommate or you need to focus all your energy on increasing your income through your career. Let's listen to next song track by Harmonium called Buch on Anstang.
Gagner du temps, j'ai besoin.